setting here is that they are trying to trap Jesus. It's on the Sabbath. And in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 12, the Bible says, "And when he was departed thence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him." It was a loaded question. "He said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then saith he to the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it forth, and it was restored." Say restored. "Was restored whole, like as the other." An intriguing verse of scripture is found in the Gospel of Luke. If you look at verse 16 in Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, the Bible says, "And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem." It's a large area, actually, put together. And the Bible says, "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." That statement has always intrigued me. "And the power of the Lord was present to heal them." I want to entitle this tonight, Book of Acts Revival. Would you lift your hands, your voices, and your hearts, and would you pray that God will do exactly with you personally tonight what he wants to do, and that he will do exactly conglomerately here tonight what he wants to do. Lord Jesus, tonight I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, by the authority of the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bind us together in one mind and one accord, and that every spirit, O God, that is not of thee, O God, will be bound, that there will be no inhibitions here, that there will be no doubt here, but that you will bind us together in one mind and one accord, and that the angels of the Lord will be present here tonight ministering to the heirs of salvation, and that the gift of faith will work freely from the balcony to the floor, from the front to the back, from the left to the right to the left, and that Jesus, you will do exactly for your people tonight what needs to be done. I pray now for the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Lord to speak as you would have me to speak. I pray, finally, that there will be a spirit of revelation and understanding grip us. I ask these things in Jesus' blessed and wonderful name. And everyone said, amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Would you clap tonight uproariously for just a moment for the Lord, and would you lift your voice of praise to the Lord, because he is worthy of our praise tonight. There is none like unto him, neither in heaven nor in earth. There has never been, and there never will be. And I reiterate from last night, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Thus it is written, and thus it is. Hallelujah. We as apostolic monotheistic Christians, we as Pentecostals, in short, preach a great deal from the book of Acts. And we take great heart, shall I say, in the fact that what is in the book of Acts is possible today. We become very excited over the miracles in the book of Acts as they're recorded there. We get very involved with the miraculous, at least in concept. We talk about it. We become very inspired over it. We can shout in the aisles over the miracles and the demonstration of the Spirit of God in power that is so wonderfully recorded in the book of Acts. And we pray for a book of Acts revival, and we preach about a book of Acts revival, and we want a book of Acts revival. But the truth of the matter is that the things that are recorded in the book of Acts did not happen overnight. The book of Acts was written over a period of at least 30 years. Those things were recorded over a 30-year period. All of that did not happen just overnight. Because of that, I can authoritatively say here tonight that we have had and we are having a Book of Acts revival. Because there was a miracle last year, there was a miracle last month, there was a miracle last night, there was a miracle among us 10 years ago, 50 years ago, the dead were raised, people saw again that had not seen. And so in view of what we can remember here from yesteryear, yestermonth, yesterday, we can authoritatively say then that we are in a Book of Acts revival, and that signs and wonders and miracles still follow the believers as it is written in the Word of God. In other words, this thing has not stopped. It has not ceased. This thing is alive. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what he did then, he is doing now. And the Spirit of the Lord is present to heal. Clap your hands again and shout, as I said last night, shout with your voice unto the Lord with a voice of triumph and a voice of victory. Because there is both victory and triumph in this house tonight among the people of God. The Bible says, and those people that do know their God, they shall do exploits. It is written thus, and thus it is, and none can alter it. Can you? Can you hear the sound of the rushing mighty wind tonight? Can you hear the crackle of cloven tongues of fire? Yes, because there's an upper room atmosphere here tonight. And because Jesus is in this house, anything can happen. Anything can happen here. Anything can happen. Not because I am who I am, but because he is who he is. And because he is and was and shall be, nothing shall be impossible to them that believe. We hear a great deal in this hour, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. We hear a great deal about the gifts of the Spirit. Books written, all kinds of sessions taught and preached, discussions as to which is the best gift, etc., etc., etc. And I suppose there's no one more for all of that than I am. But I have come here tonight to authoritatively say to you that the greatest gift of all is anointed preaching. Because anointed preaching touches every one at once. No one is exempt. It covers like a blanket. Anointed preaching is the greatest gift of all. And I didn't say inspired preaching, because inspiration has many sources. You can be inspired over a concert, a ball game, a drama, an opera, whatever, whatever is your thing. Inspiration has many, many sources, but anointing has only one source. It comes directly from God. It is the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks the yoke of bondage. It is not inspiration. It's not choirs. It's not talent. It is the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place tonight. And we need to stir that up inside of us, because the gift is in this place. And if we stir the Holy Ghost inside of us, you will become daring. You will become bold. You will lose your inhibitions. You will lose that tremble. And there will be a boldness that will come upon you. And you will not fear their faces. But under the leading of the Spirit of God, you will confirm what you're supposed to be. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, in my name. In my name, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, and all the rest of it. We've got that, all the rest of it. It's alive inside of me and it's alive inside of you. I have always been excited, but I'm more excited now than I have ever been. I've always been a fanatic about all of this, but I'm more fanatical than ever, because the older you get, the more bold you get. You've got nothing to lose, everything to gain. I'm out of here anyhow. I'm going to get out of here one of these days, either by way of the grave or the sound of the trumpet. So it doesn't matter to me anymore. I've got it, and I know that I've got it. And you've got it, and I'm here to tell you that you've got it. And if you've got it, you've got it. And nobody can ever take it away from you. No one can take this away from you, because you are sealed with it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. For example, I was in one large conference, and I was in among, after I had preached, I was in among the people at the altar, and we were jammed in there literally like sardines, and I was trying to make my way to someone here that I wanted to pray for, but I didn't see this person coming here trying to intercept me. And when I got here, they intercepted, and they just shoved a man in my face and said, "Here, pray him through to the Holy Ghost." And I didn't have time to ask, "Who are you, and would you like it, and what do you think of the service?" I just simply said, "Here it comes, in Jesus' name." And the man fell backwards, speaking with tongues. And then they said, "Here's his wife." And they pushed her in my face. I said, "Lady, here it comes in Jesus' name." And she received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they were baptized in the name of Jesus. But that is not the end of the story. I didn't know he was a Baptist preacher and that was his wife. They went home. They went home from that conference. He rebaptized his entire church in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and they all received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We are having a Book of Acts revival. We are having a Book of Acts revival. It is not dead. It is not history. We are having a Book of Acts revival, and I'm one of them, and you are one of them. Say, "I'm one of them." Say, "I'm one of them." Punch your neighbor and say, "Act like it." Say, "Get with the program." And that's exactly where we are in this thing. We need to get with the program in view of what was said here last night, in view of what we felt in the classes today, and all of that. My God, people, this is the hour to shake ourselves and say, yes, yes, I'm one of them. Yes, I believe this message. Yes, 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 yes. Anointed preaching is the greatest gift of all. It is the most blessed thing that can ever come to human ears. For someone to hear the anointed word of the Lord as it goes forth. It's amazing to me that just someone standing in a pulpit under the anointing of the Spirit of God, or on a street corner, wherever you please, and sinners who live vile lifestyles can suddenly be touched by whatever it is that flows from the words of those lips, and they can be reduced from a sinner to a repentant sinner to a sinner crying out to God. And then the conversion story, the greatest miracle of all, God filling them with His Spirit. Old things passed away. Behold, all things becoming new. It's a miracle of miracles. The medical society cannot help a heroin addict. But it has been recorded in medical science that this speaking with tongues in 60 seconds will deliver a mainliner. They can't do that in medical science. There's no program, there's no drug, there's no rehabilitation house that can accomplish that. But I've got a God whose name is Jesus, and in seconds, He can deliver the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. That's why some of you are here tonight, because you were one of the worst, the worst, the worst. Nobody wanted you. You were a society reject. Even your relatives didn't have anything to do with some of you. But now, look at you. Jesus makes a difference. And that difference is notable. Salvation is the greatest miracle of all. We talk about wanting miracles. We talk about seeing miracles. And all the time, some of the greatest miracles of all are just right around us. When people receive the Holy Ghost and get baptized in Jesus' name, the fact that a whole mind, a whole life, a whole lifestyle can be turned around and going in another direction, that's a miracle of miracles. A miracle of miracles. You know why this man was dancing back and forth here like he was, like a Comanche Indian, and vibrating? Because those three children that were baptized were his children. And since he and his wife have come to the church, they've got their act together, and they've got a home, and they've got a family, and this Jesus walked into their lives and transformed their minds, transformed their hearts, and then took a hold of their children and gave their children the bread of life. He's got a right to dance. He's got a right to shout. He's one happy daddy. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. And there's not a person here tonight. There's not one person here with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, but what you could shout at the top of your lungs, I got away. Because that's exactly what happened to us. We got away from the world. We got away from the devil. And there is nothing they can do about it. And we're never going to go back. Because we don't have to go back. There is nothing that can be done. Nothing. No thing. I'm on my way to a place called heaven. I'm out of here any day now. Say, I'm happy. You ought to be happy. Wonderful. The spirit of the miraculous is in this place tonight. And as easily as you feel Jesus, you can suddenly be healed. Anointed preaching is the greatest gift, but under that is the gift of faith and the laying on of hands. There is nothing so powerful than this moving of the Spirit and following His dictates. Gift of faith is the safest gift of all because it doesn't bring a great deal of attention to the one who possesses it. It is, in essence, in a very simple definition, it is what God does out there without us. The Holy Ghost is such a gentleman. God will not transgress your program. He will not interrupt your schedule. He will not push you aside, and He will not bulldoze in. But if you will acquiesce to Him, if you will step aside, counting your reputation nothing, willing to give the credit to Him and not take it yourself, He will do mighty things. And I bet the point in this, I don't care who gets the credit. I just want to see it. I just want to be a part of the group where He is walking through, where He is touching, where the miraculous is taking place. I just want to be a part of that people. And I am a part of that people. I am a part of that people. The most unusual account I have read here tonight to you from the book of Matthew. Those smart lawyers, those Pharisees, those critical ones, those hypocritical ones, they were trying to trap Him on the Sabbath. That spirit is very much alive among us. And they said to Him, they said, "Master, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?" He said, "If your sheep falls into a pit or a ditch, will you pull it out?" He knew that they would because they were mercenary. He said, "How much more value is a man than a sheep?" And here is understanding, and here is wisdom. He said to the man with the twisted, withered hand, he said, "Stretch forth your hand." And the man stretched forth his hand, and the hand before their eyes became restored. 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 The word restore means to make as it once was. That means it had not always been withered. When you restore antique furniture, you take off the paint that someone ignorantly sprayed on it and destroyed its worth. You take it all off back to the wood, the original, and you restore it and make it as it once was. Jesus restored that man's hand as it once was. It had not always been withered. Here's a miraculous understanding. Because God is not limited by time the way you and I are limited by time. He is not limited by time. If the doctor says it's going to take 6 months for you to heal from this, do you know Jesus? You don't have to wait 6 months. You don't have to. Because Jesus is not limited by time. He reached back into that man's past and pulled the past to the present, and the hand became whole as it had once been. Because He's not limited by time. He can reach into the future of your life 6 months and pull the future back, the prognosis back to this moment in time. And what would normally take your body 6 months to produce in healing power, He can do it in a second. Because He is not limited by time. He can restore. He can make you as you once were. Or he can reach into the future and he can pull back the future and make you whole instantaneously. He can defy the prognosis and the diagnosis because he's not limited by time. He is God. He is God. Clap your hands again. Let your voice out. Rejoice in the magnitude of his presence in this house tonight. There is a setting in the New Testament, a place called the Pool of Bethesda. It really means the house of mercy in the Hebrew language. Artists, concepts that we see painted in Bibles and in bookstores and whatever. They have painted a beautiful pool with flowers growing around and palm trees and shrubbery and people dressed in nice robes lying in the state of reclining. It was nothing like that. The Pool of Bethesda was a stinking waterhole. It was a place where they brought the sacrifice, the animals to be sacrificed, and washed them in this pool before they took them on up to the Temple Mount to be sacrificed. So the water was just a stinking water hole, and the most pitiful refuse of society had gathered around this water hole. The impotent, the lame, the blind, the maimed, the halt, the pitiful, the rejects of society that no one else could help. And here they were in just a mangled mess of wretched humanity. And why did they gather at this water hole? Why were they here? Because the angel of the Lord once a year troubled the water. And they knew that when the water became troubled, when the water began to move, the first one that could fall in, jump in, or get pushed in was going to be healed of their infirmity, whatever it was. And so when the water began to move, that's when the kicking started. That's when the scratching and the yelling and all of that rest of it began, because the first one that could get in, he was going to be healed. You know what our problem is in Pentecostalism? We are so traditional. We are so staid. We are so dressed up. We are so that we gotta be just blown out of the water, so to speak, before we'll ever move. Do you understand me tonight? The time to get in is when the water is being troubled. That is the time to get in. When the Spirit of God is moving in this place, that's the time to get out of your seat, push somebody aside, climb over a pew, and get involved with the Spirit of God. Don't wait until the end of the service when we're all exhausted and the Spirit of God has lifted and the ministry has lifted, and then want us to pray for you because you're going to die tomorrow. It's too late. I don't even want to pray for you at the end of the service. Why didn't you get in while the water was being troubled? Why didn't you move when the Spirit moved? Don't tell me I'm shy and I wasn't certain and I'm not sure. Nonsense! When the Spirit of God begins to move, get into the water. Just get into it. Jump in, fall in, whatever, but get in, because that is the time you're going to get it. That's the time you're going to get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Several years ago, a classic example of this was demonstrated before my very eyes. Sister Kerr will remember this in New Orleans. I preached one night in the the extension church there, and there was a man who had cancer, and he had lost the mobility of his arms. Remember him? He couldn't even raise his hands above his head. He couldn't raise them to even comb his own hair. His wife combed his hair, and he sat right back there on the aisle, on the end, near the center aisle, and I was preaching along these lines about you have to get in when the water's being troubled, and I made the statement, the water's being troubled here tonight, and that man connected with the revelation. He understood exactly how the Spirit of God works. That man screamed. He jumped into the aisle, and with hands that could not lift above his head, he threw his hands in the air and came down that aisle. And when he got to the altar, you remember that? You were there. You were there. He threw himself across the altar rail, mightily touched by God. I've never seen anything like it. People came out of that audience. They just threw themselves over the altar rail. People threw themselves over the altar rail because the water was being troubled. The water was being troubled. The water was being troubled. I'm saying tonight, the water is troubled in this house. The water is troubled in this house. You don't have to leave here the way you came in. You don't have to go home with that infirmity. You don't have to go home with that disease. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the nurse said. I don't care what they said. Because the water is troubled in this house. The angel of the Lord has come in this place, and he is troubling the water. So if you will just get into the water, if you will just get into the Spirit, if you will just get in, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Does anybody feel a healing touch so far? Does anybody feel a healing touch so far? Do you feel a healing touch so far? Because the water is troubled in this house. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. I will get into the water. I will come out of my lofty place. I will move. Some of you tonight, you need to push somebody out of the way. You need to push somebody out of the way. That's it, 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 that's it. There is a mighty touch of God in this house. There is a mighty move of the Spirit in this house, because the Spirit of the Lord is present to heal. The Spirit of the Lord is present to heal. The Spirit of the Lord is present to heal. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Do you have it? Do you have it, lady? Do you have it? I believe you've got it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, such as I have, such as I have. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I command you to be healed. I command it. I command it. Yes. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, such as I have, such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, in the name of Jesus, that's it, Ruth Ann, that's it, in the name of Jesus, such as I have, by such as I have, such as I have, that's it, that's it. Don't take no for an answer tonight. Don't take no for an answer. Push devils out of the way. Push devils out of the way. Push human spirits out of the way. Yes. I challenge you tonight, if you're a believer, I challenge you to turn to somebody. If you've got the Holy Ghost, if you're baptized in Jesus' name, I challenge you to turn to someone else and say, such as I have, such as I have. I challenge you to do it. Turn to somebody and say, such as I have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Just as easily as you feel him. 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 If you can feel the Holy Ghost right now, the same Holy Ghost that makes you weep, the same Holy Ghost that makes you tremble, the same Holy Ghost that makes you cry, the same Holy Ghost that makes you jump up and down, it's the same Holy Ghost that causes deaf ears to open, legs to straighten, backs to straighten, tumors to disappear, cancer to vanish. It's the same Spirit, because there's only one God, and God is a Spirit. So if you can feel the Spirit of God tonight, you've got healing racing through your mind. You've got healing racing through your body. You've got healing virtue racing through your body. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. Such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, such as I have, in the name of Jesus. That's it, because I've got it to give, lady. That's it. You've got it right there. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your voice out and worship him. Hallelujah. Can you see this woman right here? This summer she was paralyzed. She could not move without the aid of crutches. Her legs were paralyzed. She was in a meeting where I was. God touched her. She's here tonight without crutches. She's been healed, because she got in while the water was being troubled. Yeah. The paralysis is gone. The crutches are gone, because Jesus is still on the throne. He's still on the throne. In the name of Jesus, that's it. In the name of Jesus, you've got it. That's it, you've got it. Such as I have, in the name of Jesus, take the hand of somebody near you and say, in Jesus' name. Do it in the balcony, do it in the sound booth, do it on the floor, do it on the platform. Take a hold of somebody's hand and say, in the name of Jesus. You're going to be surprised, you're going to be shocked at what you're going to feel, because you do have it. It's just a matter of stirring it up. Yes! Hallelujah. There's a lady right there with the healing touch of God on her. The healing touch of God is on her right there. That's it. I'm not taking no for an answer.
Hallelujah. There are miracles happening here tonight. There are miracles of healing. There are miracles of deliverance. Because the deliverer is in the house, the Spirit of the Lord is present to heal. We don't need a healing line. If you can feel Him, you've got it. Get into the water. Get into the water.
Don't beg, don't beg. Worship, don't beg. If you're standing there pleading, if you're standing there pleading and begging for healing, stop it, stop it, stop it. Begin to worship for healing. Begin to worship Him. Don't beg, worship, worship, worship. Shift gears. You'll never get anything begging, but if you will worship, if you will worship, if you will worship, if you will praise Him, if you will worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, lift our faith in Thee. Lift our faith in Thee until it can move a mountain. Lift our faith in Thee until it can move a mountain. I rebuke all doubt. I rebuke all inferiority. I rebuke all complexes tonight. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let Your Spirit swirl around us. Let the glory cloud, oh God, burst upon us in the name of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus, here's a man right here that has asthma. He is afflicted by asthma. Would you come and lay hands on him and begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I curse this asthma in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command you to be healed of it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke this infirmity. I rebuke this spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, to leh raka reh raka reh shata. Oh, to leh raka teke leh raka reh ka shata. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be thou straightened, be thou healed, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus, 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 yes. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Such as I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Here's a lady right here that has seizures. She needs the Holy Ghost. Would some of you ladies come and get a hold of her? It's not important that I pray for her, because these signs shall follow them that believe. You've got what I've got. If you will just lay hands on her and begin to pray and rebuke this thing in the name of Jesus, such as we have here tonight, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority of the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The healer is in the house tonight. The healer is in the house tonight. Oh, toloraka roka dolota roka roka. If you've got a loved one that's not here tonight, if you've got a mother or a father or some relative that is in need of healing, you can stand in for them. Just stand in for them right there where you are. Lift your hands on their behalf and call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Because Jesus can send an angel of the Lord to minister to them in a bedroom, in a hospital room. He has no limitation. Jesus has no limitation. There are no boundaries. There are no limitations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can just suddenly be healed. You can just suddenly be healed. You can just suddenly be healed. You don't have to be struck down. You don't have to fall out. You can just suddenly, very easily be healed right there where you are standing, because you're in the presence. You are in the presence of the Lord.